Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Konfigurieren is to set something up. Konfigurieren, to set something up. How would you say, I set up? Ich konfiguriere. How would you say, I set up the computer? Ich konfiguriere den Rechner. Der Rechner is a different word for der Computer, the computer. We also say der Rechner. And here we say den Rechner. Why? Because konfigurieren is an accusative verb, so it triggers accusative endings, an article. The thing you set up is a direct object in German, so it's an accusative object. Ich konfiguriere den Rechner. Der Rechner, actually, masculine, in accusative, becomes den, because the accusative masculine article is den, with en. Ich konfiguriere den Rechner. How would you say, I set up my computer? Ich konfiguriere meinen Rechner. You see, no matter which article you use, you will add the en ending from the accusative. Ich konfiguriere meinen Rechner. How would you say, I set up her computer? Ich konfiguriere ihren Computer. Ihren is her. Ich konfiguriere ihren Computer. How would you say, I set up his computer? Ich konfiguriere seinen Computer. So his is sein. Hier seinen with the ending en. Ich konfiguriere seinen Computer. How would you say, can you set up the computer? Kannst du den Rechner konfigurieren? Here we're using two verbs. Kannst du, can you. Now, konfigurieren is the second verb in the infinitive, kicked to the end. Whenever we have two verbs, the second one is kicked to the end. Kannst du den Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, can you set up my computer? Kannst du meinen Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, can you set up his computer? Kannst du seinen Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, can you set up her computer? Kannst du ihren Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, when can you set up her computer? Wann kannst du ihren Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, when can you set up his computer? Wann kannst du seinen Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say, can you set up my computer today? Kannst du meinen Computer heute konfigurieren? Now, you can put heute at the end or in front. It doesn't matter for now. For now, focus on the verb position that is key in German. You can also say, kannst du heute meinen Rechner konfigurieren? Or, kannst du meinen Rechner heute konfigurieren? It depends more on where the emphasis is. But if you put, for example, one of the verbs at the wrong position, then it sounds wrong, strange to a German ear. If you say, kannst du den Rechner konfigurieren heute? This sounds strange, because konfigurieren has to be kicked at the end. Kannst du heute meinen Rechner konfigurieren? How would you say in the past, I've set up? Ich habe konfiguriert. You see, konfiguriert is the participle. We just add a T at the end. Konfigurieren is the verb. All these verbs ending with ihren will build the participle just with a T at the end and no GE. Ich habe konfiguriert. How would you say, I've set up the computer? Ich habe den Rechner konfiguriert. How would you say, I've set up her computer? Ich habe ihren Rechner konfiguriert. How would you say, I've set up her computer already? Ich habe ihren Rechner bereits konfiguriert. So bereits can mean or means already. Bereits is another word for already. 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 Already sounds German. Ich habe ihren Rechner bereits konfiguriert. How would you say, I've set up his computer already? Ich habe seinen Rechner bereits konfiguriert. How would you say, did you set up his computer as well? Hast du seinen Rechner auch konfiguriert? So you see, we don't have this did you. We say, have you set up? Hast du seinen Rechner auch konfiguriert? Auch, also, or as well. Hast du seinen Rechner auch konfiguriert? How would you say, did you set up my computer as well? Hast du meinen Computer auch konfiguriert? How would you say, did you set up her computer already? Hast du ihren Rechner bereits konfiguriert? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb hochfahren, to boot up. Hochfahren, to boot up, like to boot up your computer. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.